Imagine transforming four simple ingredients into hundreds of distinct flavor experiences. This is the magic of home brewing. In Mastering Homebrew, Randy Mosher reveals brewing as a perfect marriage of science and art, engaging both the analytical mind that calculates hop utilization rates and the creative spirit that dreams up novel flavor combinations. This duality makes brewing uniquely satisfying, offering artists a chance to explore science and engineers an opportunity to express creativity. While brewing involves complex biochemistry, enzyme activity, starch conversion, and protein structures, these technical aspects serve the ultimate goal of creating something delicious and meaningful. Beer contains twice as many flavor compounds as wine, despite wine's reputation for sophistication. When we understand brewing as both precise science and expressive art, we unlock its true potential as a form of personal expression and cultural connection. Learning to evaluate beer transforms not just how you brew, but how you experience the world around you. Our sense of smell, with thousands of receptor types creating approximately 10,000 different aromas, dominates flavor perception. We actually have two olfactory centers, the analytical orthonasal at the top of the nasal cavity and the retronasal further back, connected to feelings of preference and familiarity. Critical beer tasting follows a methodical process, examining aroma first, then appearance, taste, retronasal sensations, mouthfeel, and aftertaste. The goal isn't just to identify ingredients and processes, but to determine whether all elements work together harmoniously. Developing this sensory awareness dramatically improves brewing skills. Participating in homebrew competitions exposes you to diverse beers and expert perspectives, while Beer Judge Certification Program, BJCP training, engages ancient parts of your brain, ultimately making you a more sensitive and capable taster. A transformation that elevates every batch you brew. Like a chef intimately familiar with their pantry, great brewers understand their ingredients at a fundamental level. Barley has been beer's soul for 10 millennia, providing starch, proteins, and enzymes through the malting process, which transforms nearly flavorless raw grain into brewing-ready material. The kilning process creates color and flavor through caramelization and Maillard browning, producing everything from bread and cracker notes to coffee and chocolate flavors. Hops contribute bitterness, aroma, and natural preservation, with varieties now categorized by flavor profile rather than just origin. Noblesse, herbaceous, minty. Sazy, spicy. Britannic, green, grassy. Cascadian, floral, piney, citrusy. And Pacifical, distinct fruit aromas. Water chemistry significantly affects beer flavor through six key mineral ions, though most home brewers need only basic water treatment. Modern brewers are rediscovering brewing's ancient freedom, treating beer more like cuisine with herbs, spices, fruits, and vegetables, returning to beer's roots as a reflection of local ingredients and creative expression. Gaze into a glass of wine, and you may see the sun and the soil. But in every beer, you experience the soul of the brewer. This highlights brewing as an act of creation. Mashing transforms grain into fermentable sugars by holding crushed grains at approximately 150F66C, allowing enzymes to convert starches. Alpha and beta amylase work at different temperature ranges, giving brewers control over fermentability and body. After mashing, sparging rinses the grain with hot water to extract sugars, followed by boiling to pasteurize the wort, create bitterness, remove unwanted volatiles, and coagulate proteins. Rapid cooling afterward is essential. Immersion chillers work well for beginners, while counterflow chillers offer efficiency for advanced brewers. Your brewing equipment impacts both beer quality and brewing enjoyment. While good equipment isn't prohibitively expensive, quality matters. Buy for life is a wise approach. Most brewers start with 5-gallon extract batches and gradually expand. Safety requires attention to hazards, electricity in wet environments requiring GFCI protection, pressurized gas cylinders, fragile glass carboys, hot liquids, and combustible gases. Modularity simplifies brewing. Standardizing hoses, valves, and fittings eliminates compatibility issues. Each component deserves consideration. Grain mills should crush the endosperm while preserving husks. Heat sources must match batch size, and mash tuns need proper insulation and drainage. For serving, bottles offer an economical solution for beginners, while kegging systems eliminate bottling tedium for experienced brewers. The best brewery isn't necessarily the most expensive. It's the one that aligns with your brewing philosophy. The transformation of sugary wort into beer remains as remarkable today as when medieval brewers called it "God is good." These microscopic fungi contain complex structures, a nucleus directing activities, mitochondria for energy, an endoplasmic reticulum for protein synthesis, vacuoles for storage, and a protective cell wall. As these leaky bags of goo metabolize sugars, they release alcohol, carbon dioxide, and numerous flavor compounds that significantly impact beer character. Temperature dramatically affects these flavors. Cooler lager fermentations produce fewer congeners, allowing malt and hop character to dominate, while warmer ale fermentations create more complex yeast-derived notes. Hundreds of brewing yeast strains exist worldwide, varying in alcohol tolerance, aroma characteristics, attenuation rates, and temperature preferences. Belgian yeasts fall into estery, fruity, and phenolic, spicy categories, while English yeasts produce diverse fruity ale characteristics. For exotic flavors, wild yeasts like Brettanomyces offer barnyard or roasted pineapple notes. Proper pitching rates and wort oxygenation ensure healthy fermentation, resulting in clean, well-attenuated beer. Creating your own recipes blends technical precision with artistic vision. Before designing a beer, visualize its complete profile, color, aroma, flavor progression, and mouthfeel. Skilled tasting helps you mentally combine flavors before brewing. While science serves brewing, it can't define greatness. Art must lead the way. Start with a big idea, like an IPA that smells like the desert, or a Belgian stout with cappuccino texture. Practice discretion by removing unnecessary elements. Aim for contrast and tension rather than static balance, allowing the drinker's attention to shift between flavor aspects. Different styles require different approaches. Light beers need careful specialty malt additions. Amber beers offer more possibilities with colored base malts, while hop timing dramatically affects aroma. When developing recipes, break down your approach by components, appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, and consider each ingredient's contribution. This structured creativity produces beers that are both technically sound and personally meaningful. Beer styles provide useful shared language while representing evolving snapshots in time. Working within style limitations can sharpen brewing stills, though styles should be allowed to evolve. From British brewing traditions dating to 3000 BCE to the 19th century lager revolution, beer has transformed alongside cultural and technological changes. Much beer history is oversimplified. Typically, Belgian beers were influenced by outside styles, and the romantic notion of monks discovering lager in alpine caves is largely myth. By the 1970s, American beer meant bland products until European travel exposed this cultural embarrassment. The craft brewing movement drew from European traditions while creating something distinctly American, bold, brisk, and lively. Today, homebrewers worldwide incorporate local flavors and cultural influences, from Brazilian Kumaru to Australian Tasmanian Pepperberry. Mastering homebrew connects us with ancient traditions while encouraging innovation. In each glass, we find not just flavors, but human creativity and the pleasure of sharing something handmade.